Hello, and welcome to Babes in the Woods, an original comedic mystery adventure on Paris Underground Radio. When former college roommates Joanne and Britt join up for a hike in the Colorado Rockies on Joanne's 25th birthday, they're prepared for a light, fun, four-hour walk, culminating in delicious birthday barbecue. But when they decide to follow a mysterious arrow in the woods, things take a turn for the bizarre. With not much more than lipstick, dental floss, and their own senses of humor to get them through, will they survive against Mother Nature, unexplained occurrences, and an abandoned town that may not be abandoned after all? And now, episode one, The Hike.
You ready? Britt, are you putting on lipstick?
So what?
So we're about to go on a four-hour hike up the Rockies.
So? Mother Nature will appreciate the effort.
Whatever. Where are your hiking boots?
What hiking boots?
I sent you a link.
Oh my god, those were hideous. They would not match my outfit.
Seriously? You're wearing heels.
They're sandals.
They're sandals with heels.
They're cute sandals with heels.
Either way, we're going hiking, not catwalking.
It's a walk in the mountains. Oh my god, calm down. I wear these all the time, don't worry. They're mega comfy.
Fine, but don't blame me if you break an ankle.
Don't blame me if we meet two hot lumberjacks and they only rescue me.
Whatever. I can rescue myself. Okay, so first we have to sign in at the trailhead. That way if anything happens, the ranger will know where we've gone. Crap, I forgot to bring a pen.
I have a pen. I'll sign in. And done.
You ready?
Always.
What are you doing?
What? One last selfie before we go.
We said no phones.
It's the last one, I promise. And sent. Okay, let's go. When was the last time you did this?
Hike this trail?
Yeah.
13 years ago. My 12th birthday.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, thank you. And thanks for flying all the way here.
You're welcome. Your gift is the pleasure of my company and my scintillating conversation.
Did you get a gift receipt?
Ha ha. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I did get you something. It's in the car, but I'm saving it for tonight when we're at the restaurant.
You didn't have to do that. This was all I wanted.
Oh, please. You only turned 25 once. Anyway, I miss you. I never get to see you. I thought it'd be nice to spoil you a little bit.
Aw. It was just me and my dad. We got up super early. My mom made us these pancakes with bananas in the shape of a smile, you know? I opened my presents and I got a brand new backpack, a flashlight, a compass.
Living the dream.
No, but really, I got everything on my list. And then my dad and I came here, and it was this beautiful sunny day. And when we got back home, my grandparents were there, and we had this delicious meal. And my mom made chocolate cake. It was perfect. Britt, are you taking a selfie?
What? I'm listening.
No phones.
But look how nice this lighting is. The mountains really bring out my eyes. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I'll leave it in my purse. Sorry.
It is nice lighting.
Right? Thank you.
Don't you love these trees? They're Colorado blue spruce. Stand over there. I'll take a picture of you in front of them.
Joanne, is that a chipmunk?
It's a ground squirrel. You can tell the difference because their bodies are slightly longer.
Cute. Remember when we went to Chippendales?
I remember the photos.
You weren't there?
No, remember? I got called in last minute and had to cancel my flight.
What? Was there an outdoor hiking retail emergency? Did somebody desperately need a boot?
Very funny. You know I'm trying to save up for new camera equipment. I need to be on my boss's good side.
I'm getting hot. How long have we been hiking?
It's only been an hour. Drink some water. You don't want to get dehydrated. You can get a terrible headache. People die out here every year from dehydration. What is that? Are you drinking a soda?
Diet Dr. Pepper. Want some?
Where's your water bottle?
Sugar gives you energy. Anyway, I can always drink from a stream like a camel.
There's no sugar in Diet Dr. Pepper. That's the actual point.
Whatever. Placebo effect. We'll be right back with Babes in the Woods after a word from our sponsors. And now, back to Babes in the Woods.
Someone's coming.
She looks like a witch.
Shh.
Is she gonna lure us to her gingerbread house?
Shh.
Is this how we die?
Britt, hush. She'll hear you.
Hello, girls.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I just come from the doctor's, and you know, he says my kidneys are shot. He wants me to go on dialysis, but I told him, I said, young man, you are not getting this old body of mine in a hospital. I don't care how clever you think you are. You ever been in a hospital? Once you get in, you never get out.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
I had a friend, Loretta. She was only 52. She went into the hospital with an ingrown toenail. Never came out. Simple surgery, right? Blood clot, straight to the heart. I'm Vicky, by the way. I live in the woods. You girls going for a short hike or a long stay? I've been living up here since 1989. They weren't even born then. I only come down for supplies and to go to the doctor when I really have to. I mean, really, dialysis? Can you believe it? I've survived 2 broken ribs, fallen off a horse, and skin cancer. And I even got by a snake once. If kidney disease is going to take me, so be it, I say.
You must be very tough. I work for the outfitters back in town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm a survivor, all right. I know these woods like the back of my hand. By the way, if you see a moose, steer clear. She just gave birth, 2 calves. All that mothering makes her grumpy. Not that I know about that, just what I've seen. Moose are fast, you know. Not sure your friend here would make it with those flippity-flops on her feet.
There.
Here, let me give you something.
Oh, you don't have to.
Take this. You take it. You'll need it more.
Thank you.
All right, then. I'm off. See you around.
Okay, bye. Thank you, Vicky. And, good luck.
Never needed luck when I got my wits.
Oh my god, that was so weird.
Yeah.
She might actually have a gingerbread house.
Wanna find out?
No, I'm good. Let's keep going.
What did she give you anyway?
Oh, right. It's, dental floss?
She gave you dental floss?
Yeah. And it's not even mint. I'd never use it.
So weird.
Oh well. Maybe it'll bring us luck. Ward off evil moose or something. Ah, silence.
This is so peaceful. Isn't this pretty? I love these little streams with these little waterfalls. You can see the rock so clearly at the bottom. There should be a slightly bigger waterfall over here. This is it. I remember coming here with my dad. I took a picture of it when I was little. I'll compare them when I get home.
What if the one you took when you were little turns out to be better than the one you took just now, and it turns out that you've actually de-evolved as a photographer?
Why would you even say that?
I'm just kidding. You know I love your stuff. I'm always telling you to open a shop on Etsy.
My dad and I built a cairn somewhere around here.
What's a cairn?
It's like a little pile of rocks that marks a special place. Like the little tower. I wonder if it's still here.
Well, let's look for it. Should we build another one?
I think it was over here.
Hey, wait, this rock has an arrow painted on it. Was that yours?
I don't remember an arrow.
Should we follow it? Maybe it's a sign.
Maybe. Maybe it marks the way to Vicky's lair.
Ooh, spooky.
We don't want to get lost, though. There's only this one trail.
Well, it's just a little peek. What could possibly go wrong? Dun, dun, dun. Stay tuned for episode 2, The Accident. Thank you for listening to Babes in the Woods. Babes in the Woods is written by Barbara M. Bedis and Jennifer Fox Garrity. The part of Joanne is played by Sion Dason. The part of Britt is played by Jennifer Fox Garrity. And the part of Vicky was played by Barbara M. Bedis. Our theme music is Despite the Traffic by Wes Hutchinson. Babes in the Woods is edited by Jennifer Fox Garrity and produced by Paris Underground Radio. If you like our show, please subscribe, rate, review, and tell your friends. It really helps. For more on this show and shows like it, please go to parisundergroundradio.com. Thank you for listening.